Sabrina, I don't want to bring back any bad memories for you, but I've got a bit of the noise they were playing last night in the headphones. Yeah. I was watching this and I just want to get a little bit of insight into your mind for how long you had to listen to this, what you were thinking about while it was playing.
This is all part of, you guys were basically at one point in the show last night, you were kidnapped and tortured. Like it was a simulation that felt a little bit too real for me. And you were given headphones and played this really intense, like babies crying, pigs screeching noise.
This is
a bit of the noise.
Yep.
And the torment continues.
Not a move. Don't move.
The recruits are physically and mentally wearing out.
That's enough for me for about 10 seconds.
How long did you have to listen to that for?
Oh, hours.
Hours.
I wouldn't have been able to tell you exactly how long, but it felt like 4 to 5 hours, even more. It felt like forever. And when you're in there, you just want to, you know, tune it all out and go to sleep. But because you're constantly being moved into stress positions, you can't zone out that much. So, you know, I sort of just tried to focus on good things in my life and figured I was almost doing checklists in my mind of what I needed to do once I got out of there.
Oh, my gosh.
I need to get some milk and bread from the shops.
Probably going to do some washing and maybe iron that crisp white shirt. Oh, that's hilarious.
Anything at that point.
So that was the moment in the show that Molly tapped out. When did you realise that Molly was gone? Because you guys were still, you weren't, I think, aware of each other's whereabouts during that part of the challenge.
No, we had no idea. We were hooded the whole time. I didn't know until the end, until we were standing next to each other that she had gone. And I'm not sure about the boys, but I think there was a part in there where they'd been taken away after I'd given the true story. And I'm not sure if they realised then or not what had happened with Molly. But for me, it wasn't until the end.
Well, yeah, because she was broken.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Understandably, too.
I felt so bad for her.
Did anyone speak to James after he walked off? Because the four of you were there. He didn't get selected and then he just walked off and that was the last we saw of him.
No, once the show had all finished, we were lucky enough to have a few drinks with the crew and the production crew and the DS and everyone, and that was a really good moment, especially because James, you know, questionable from the DS, but for us, you know, he was right there beside us.
Totally.
And, we were proud of him and all his efforts, so... Yeah, it was really hard to watch that back. I got very emotional.
I bet. Well, Sabrina, it's a standing ovation
from
me, mate.
You
unbelievable stuff.
You're an absolute beast of a human, and I love you. Thank you for being amazing.
Thank you, guys.